USA Radio News.
Three Republican senators are breaking from their party to support Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's nomination to the U.S. Supreme Court. Those senators are Susan Collins of Maine, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, and Mitt Romney of Utah. Jackson's confirmation by the full Senate is expected later this week. Tesla CEO Elon Musk has become the largest shareholder of the big tech company Twitter with a 9.2% stake in the social media company. Musk now has four times as many shares as Twitter founder Jack Dorsey. Musk has been an outspoken critic of Twitter's biases and hostility to free speech. And JetBlue announced a bid to buy Spirit Airlines for $3.6 billion. That edges out a $2.9 billion offer from Frontier. This is USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free, 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
One U.S. senator is offering his two cents on how to turn the screws on Russia.
Although the United States and NATO have imposed heavy sanctions on Russia, the Kremlin still has money coming in from selling their energy around the world. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy, appearing on Fox News, explains how crucial it is for the United States to shut down some of this trade revenue.
We're not going to win this war unless we cut off Putin's cash flow. We're not going to cut off his cash flow unless we can get Europe to stop buying his oil and gas.
Kennedy calling on the White House to lift restrictions on U.S. oil production so Europe can rely on American energy rather than Russia. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The U.S. posted a near-record $89.2 billion trade deficit in February, reflecting an ongoing surge in imports and ramped-up efforts to offload foreign goods at congested ports. This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Ukraine President Vladimir Zelensky continues to reach out to the West.
President Zelensky talked with the United Nations General Assembly this morning via a translator.
I am addressing you on behalf of the people who honor the memory of the deceased every single day in the memory of the civilians who died, who were shot and killed in the back of their head after being tortured. Some of them were shot on the streets. Others were thrown into the wells. So they die there in suffering.
United States UN Ambassador Linda Thomas Greenfield from the UN floor.
But what we have not seen is that behind those destroyed buildings are destroyed lives and destroyed families. I met with women and children who had fled Ukraine, who stuffed their lives into backpacks and left the only home they had ever known.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Republicans nationwide are considering taking a page out of Florida's playbook. Red state lawmakers across the country are on the cusp of new legislation that would prohibit classroom discussion of sexual orientation or gender identity with young students. The Hill reports lawmakers in Ohio and Louisiana have filed similar bills. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick said the Lone Star State's version of a similar bill would be a top priority in the next legislative session. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.